ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾದೇಶ ಕಾರಣೆ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದಾನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಶಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
ಶ್ರೀ ಕಿಶೋರ್ ಕಿಶೋರಿಜಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ್ನಿತಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಬಲದೇವ್ ಬಲರಾಮ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಬಲದೇವ್ ಸುಭದ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್ ಮೈ ಕೋಟಿ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಅಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಟು ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಐ ಬಿಗಿನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 10 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಮಥುರಾ. ಐ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಭರತ್ ಭಾಯ್ ಆಸ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಲೈಕ್. ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ರ್ಯಾಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಆನ್ ಸಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೀಲಾ. ದೆನ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಸುನೀಲ್ ಮಾಧವ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರಭುಸ್. And in the end, they called me and said to please talk on Krishna Balaram's Mathura Leela. And I accepted. And I thank all you devotees very much, especially the organizers of this temple, Sunil Madhav Prabhu and the other helpers, assistants. May they receive Lord Shri Krishna's prasad, kripa. Kans, when he understood that Vasudev's eighth son was sent by Vasudev in the middle of the night to Nanda Maharaj's house, Naradji had told him that. Then Kans, he became very angry and he wanted to kill Vasudev for lying to him. Then Narad said, what's the use of killing Vasudev? The person who is supposed to kill you is gone somewhere else. The person that you are actually afraid of, why don't you just invite him and kill him? What's the use killing Vasudev? Then Kans sent Sri Akruji to Braj to bring Krishna and Balaram. He made an excuse of Dhanush Yagya, a breaking of the bow festival. And he invited all his citizens and he sent Akrur to Braj. Akrur went and he stayed one night. In the morning, he took Krishna Balaram to in his chariot, and on his way to Mathura, two kinds of feelings were coming in his heart. Sometimes he used to think Krishna is Bhagwan, and so when he comes to Mathura, he'll surely kill Kamsa. And in this excitement, he wanted to ride his chariot, drive his chariot quickly. And in between, on the way, he would get Vatsalya love towards Krishna Balaram on the way to Mathura, and then he would slow down and become very anxious. And Krishna Balaram used to ride on bullock carts in Braj, and now they're riding on a chariot that Kamsa has sent, very beautiful king's chariot. So they were very excited to climb on it. And both of them, acting like very naughty boys, they were so excited, jumping up and down on the chariot and saying, look at that peacock, and look at this tree, and look at this. They were very excited. It's like, because of Akrur, when Akrur would see them behaving in this way like children, he would forget his Bhagwan Bhav, and he would develop the parental affection, and then he would become very anxious. Oh my God, what if I'm taking him, these little children to Mathura? What if Kamsa kills them? What if he harms them in any way? He would become very much anxious when he would see Krishna Balaram playing, jumping around like ordinary boys. So when he would get this Bhagavad Bhav, he'd drive the chariot very fast. And then when he would remember that his parental affection, he would slow down and almost stop and become very sad. And in this way, time came to take his bath, because he had left very early in the morning without taking bath, so now he was going to stop to take bath. Even today, there is a ghat, a pond called Akrur Ghat in Braj, on the way to Mathura. So when he went to take bath, so after taking bath, when he was standing in the water chanting his mantra, and after chanting mantra, then again when he went to go in the water, he saw Krishna Balaram both in the water. Just like the Rath was standing outside, same Rath chariot was standing inside. In the same way, Krishna Balaram was standing on the chariot. Then he jumped out to see if that was a shadow of the chariot that was standing outside. So he pulled his head out to see. And he saw, oh well, chariot is outside, then how can chariot be inside? So again he put his head in the water. And he did that many times, just to confirm that it was not a shadow, but whether it was a shadow. And then he saw that Balaram had become like Sheshnag, and Krishna had become Vishnu, and he was lying on the bed of Sheshnag. So then he understood that Krishna Balaram is Vishnu and Sheshnag. So he stood in the water with folded hands and he offered prayers. And after offering prayers, he came out. So when he saw Vishnu Roop of Krishna, he became very ecstatic. His eyes, water in his eyes, he was shivering. And he quickly he came out and started doing his dressing and tilak, etc. And Nanda Maharaj and all the Gopa boys, although they went on a bullock cart, they had reached Mathura already. Because here Akura had stopped to take bath, etc. Nanda Maharaj had reached Mathura, and they had parked their bullock carts in a park, in a garden. And then now they were wondering, how come Akura and the boys are not here yet? They left on a fast chariot. So they started looking around from the top of the trees, etc., and along the path. But here, Akura, he took bath and he came to the chariot. When he came here it is said, text 1, canto 10, chapter 41, part 1. In this way, when Akrur was offering, still offering prayers, the Supreme Lord, he hid his, withdrew his form that he had revealed in the water. Bhuya sama harat krishno nato natya mivatmanah. Just like, and nato means an actor. He winds up his performance and he's the same person. In the same way, Krishna withdrew his form of the Supreme Lord that he had revealed in the water and again showed him his Krishna Balaram form. Text 2.
जल से ऊपर आए के ऊपर आए तब संपूर्ण अंतर हितम
देखो और देन अक्रूरा व्हेन अक्रूरा सॉ द विजन इन द वाटर डिसअपीयर व्हेन ही सॉ दैट विष्णु एंड शेषनाग फॉर्म हैड डिसअपीयर्ड ही केम आउट ऑफ द वाटर क्विकली एंड ही फिनिश्ड हिज रिचुअल ड्यूटीज लाइक पुटिंग हिज क्लॉथ एंड पुटिंग तिलक. Then he walked to the chariot. He was very astonished. Number
3.
Lord is called Hrishikesha. Rishi means Indriyas and Kesha. Hrishikesha means Lord of the Indriyas. He asked. He said, Kimte drisht mivad bhutam. He said, my dear uncle, Chachaji means uncle, on the earth, sky, on the water, have you seen anything wonderful? You look very astonished. This the Supreme Lord is asking. He is the one who did all the drama. He knows everything. And he's asking, Kimte drishtam avadbhutam? Have you seen something adbhut? Something wonderful? Bhumo, on the earth. Viyat, in the sky. And Toya, in the water. Have you seen anything wonderful? And then himself is saying, Tathatvam lakshyamahe. He says, Krishna says, from your appearance, I think you have seen something wonderful. If he had only said just that, would have been alright, but he had, at the end, he had used the word toya, water. Have you seen anything wonderful? In the end, he had added the word water. And Akrur says, text 4.
जले त्वयि विश्वात्मके तानि किम् दृष्टम् अपि पश्यतः.
क्रूर सेड, टेक्स्ट 4.
भूमौ दियति जले वा भूमि में,
इन भूमि, इन वियत, इन द स्काई और जल, इन द वाटर, व्हाट एवर वंडरफुल थिंग्स देर आर, दे आर ऑल इनसाइड यू, एंड व्हेन आई एम सीइंग यू, what other things, what is there I have not seen? When I am seeing you, you are the ocean of adbhut. What is there I am not seeing? If I am seeing you, then I am seeing everything. In other words, he is saying, there is nothing adbhut or wonderful in this world. The most wonderful are you are. There is nothing else. You are sitting on the rath, on a chariot, and also in the water. This is wonderful. Text 5. He keeps saying again and again that all amazing things on earth, sky and the water, all are in you, O Supreme Absolute Truth. If I am seeing you, what amazing things are there left for me to see in this world? After saying this, he put his horses to the chariot.
Text 6.
Akrur's mother's name was Gandini. The son of Gandini Akrur, he began driving the chariot. At the end of the day, around 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening, he arrived in Mathura with Krishna and Balaram. It's called Dinatyaya. After 2 o'clock, the day is supposed to be coming to the end. So everybody else went on the bullock cart and they arrived early in the day, and this fast chariot came at the end of the day. Text 7. In every village, as they passed along the road, O King, Sukadev Goswami here says to Parikshit Maharaj, O King, the village people came forward to look at these two sons of Vasudev, because there had been so much word had spread that two most beautiful boys, Krishna and Balaram, are coming to Mathura from Braj. So people that glanced upon Krishna, they could not bring their eyes to anything else. Krishna would steal their hearts or steal their vision. In other words, they would not want to see anything else. So, in fact, the villagers could not withdraw their eyes from them. Drishti nacha adadu means could not take back. They lost their vision, in other words. In other words, they could not forget the face of Krishna that they saw. Now, from that point on, their eyes forever they remained lala. It means hankering to see Krishna from that point on. The greatest welcome they could give Krishna was to see him. These eyes that the Lord has given us, these eyes have been given us to see. To see what? To see Krishna. This is why eyes have been given to us. Most adbhut beauty. Wherever Krishna would walk, hundreds and thousands of people would gather to glance upon him. So beautiful is Krishna. Text 8. So Nanda Maharaj and other residents of Vrindavan had reached Mathura and had stopped at a garden on Upavan. Upavan means a garden made by man, and it was on the outskirts of the Mathura city. And they were waiting for Krishna and Balaram. Some gop sakhas would climb on top of a tree to see, or on top of a hill to see where is Krishna, why he is so late. They were so anxious. And everyone just kept staring on that path. When are they coming? And Nanda Maharaj kept telling the gop boys, climb on the tree, see if they're coming. What happened? He was very anxious. Text 9. So Krishna Balaram came all the gopas, Nanda Maharaj, met with them and they climbed down from the, when they climbed down from the chariot, they come from a village, in the village it's okay, but here they have to behave like a gentleman. They have to behave like gentlemen, otherwise people will say, who are these? So, everybody had to straighten their clothes. So, Nanda Maharaj embraced Krishna and Balaram. Then Krishna told Akru, my dear Chachaji, please go to your house and me and Balaram, we would like to walk around Mathura and stroll around and see. So much Aishwarya Krishna showed to Akrura in the water, him being Vishnu, Sheshnag, but his Vatsalya, parental affection was not going from Akrura's heart. Akrura would not leave him. Krishna said, please go to your house, now I'm okay, we will just go around, see the town. But Akrura was still, he had so much parental love for Krishna Balaram, and he was thinking, no, I cannot let you go alone in this city of the enemy. Please, you come to my house. I will feed you, I'll take care of you nicely. You will be so safe in my house. Because he knew Krishna Balaram were called to Mathura to be killed. So he was in anxiety now. His heart was very anxious. He wanted Krishna Balaram to be peaceful and happy and protected in my house, in his house. And he was thinking, if Kamsa starts to become very cruel to them, from here only I'll take them back straight back to Braj in the chariot. So that's why Krishna said to Akrur, Grihitva Pani Na Pani. Pani Na Pani means hand. That's why he held Akrur's hand and held his hand and told him smiling. Number 10. Text 10. You please take the chariot and go to Kamsa and let him know you enter, you go ahead in the city and then tell Kamsa that we're here. Then please go home. And we will just rest here underneath our bullock carts. We'll just rest here in the garden, and then we will go and see the city. Before they didn't used to have these guest houses, restaurants, motels. They said we only here for 1 or 2 days, so we're going to stay in this garden, and. We brought some ghee and butter for Kamsa. You can deliver this ghee and butter, and you please go to your home. Tato Driksha Mahe Purim. Purim means city. After this, we will go and see the city. They are very excited. Then Akrur said, he was very distressed.
Naham bhavat bhyam rahita praveche mathuram prabhu. He prabhu.
He said, hey Prabhu, text 11, without you, I will not enter Mathura. The Lord is saying, you go ahead, you enter, and we'll do whatever we like from here. But Akrur says, no. Bhavadyam rahit, without both of you, I shall not enter Mathura. I will not leave you. I am your devotee, O Lord.
Hey
Bhaktavatsa, you are my Swami. Please do not abandon me. Please come to my house. Big, big yogis who are always meditating on you, your lotus feet, and you have personally come to my city, please come to my home and purify my home. Text
12.
Hey Adhokshaj, please come to my house and grace my house. And Krishna said, I have so many of my friends with me, so many of my people, we're a big party. And so Akrura said, Sahagrajaha Sagopalai. With your Agraja, with your brother and Sagopalai, and with all your Gopal Bal's friends. My house is big enough, he said. You will be very, as long as you like, please stay. You will be very comfortable. For Krishna, Mathura is a new city. Although it's the home of his father, but his Vasudeva is in the prison house. And also Krishna didn't want to reveal to everyone that this is his birthplace. He was just saying that I'm a simple village boy. I'm a simple village boy. And so I will just roam around town in the day, and in the evening I will just sleep under my bullock cart with my friends. Please come with your Agraj and your Suhrid, with your brother and your friends to my house. Text 10. Us Griha Medis Griha, please purify my house. I'm simply an ordinary householder. The dust of your lotus feet will purify my forefathers, the sacrificial fires and the demigods. They will all be satisfied. Washing your lotus feet, Bali Maharaj has become so. Bali Maharaj has become so famous by washing these same lotus feet. When Vamandev had approached the yagya of Bali Maharaj, here Akrura is reminding Krishna. Text 14. These two lotus feet have been washed by Bali Maharaj, and he has become so famous in this material world. Yashasvi. Aishwaryam Atulam. Unlimited Aishwarya he got from you by doing that. And he got the highest destination of the unalloyed devotee of the Lord. And I want to wash your lotus feet. And then I will sprinkle that water on all my family members. And this same water from your lotus feet, By holding this water on his head, Lord Shiva is very glorious. Shivji is also called Gangadhar because he holds Ganga on his head. One poet has said, if the Ganges was not on his head, Lord Shiva's head, who would pay any attention to this naked person? Lord Shiva is usually without it, doesn't wear clothes. Who would, because he holds Ganges on his head, he's so glorious. Otherwise, who would pay any attention to him? Jokingly, one poet is saying, this is the glory is of the water coming from your lotus feet, and I would like to wash your lotus feet and take the water. Like a very deen person, he's begging, oh Deva Deva, oh Lord of the Lords, oh Jagannath. Deva Deva means the Lord of the demigods. Jagannath, oh Master of the universe, you are the maintainer of all living entities. Punya Shravana Kirtan, it is so pious to hear and chant about you. Hey Yaduttam means Yadu Uttam. Hey Uttam Shloka, O you whose fame is recounted in excellent poetry. O Lord Narayan, I offer you my obeisances.